Spoken to Thoroughbred trainer Adam Trinder about the win of Big Time and Beer Belly at Sprayton on Sunday. Adam, first of all, Big Time took forever to get there, but it was a good win in the end.
Quite a courageous win, Pete. Yes, he came to me with the report that he had to find the front to beat his best. He was probably somewhat ungenuine for his back in the field. We've taken the opportunity whilst he's fresh in the preparation to explore him ridden back, and he really had a task ahead of him at the top of the running. He was back in the field, and he had five or six lengths to make, and he attacked the line well, sort of found the line, and then three or four strides past, I suppose, sort of he was a good length and a half in front again, so he ran right through it, which was pleasing.
He's already looking for more ground.
I believe so, and that was young Jake's comments as well when he got off him. He thought that sort of he was really ready to step out to sort of 9 furlongs, a mile and a quarter now, which he steps out to just a little bit beyond the 9 furlongs in the Stayers final there and in a couple of weeks. So it seems interior is working out perfect.
All right, Beer Belly, he was impressive. Jake Bayliss really rode him well and rated him well, and his report after the race was he'll get even further.
Exactly right. We tried him out over a journey there as a three-year-old year in the Derby. Admittedly, it was all probably a little bit rushed, and he wasn't ready at that time, but he's finished out. He's a five-year-old now, which as a younger horse, he struggled to carry condition once you applied any pressure, but that's behind him physically now. So the opportunity might be there to get out over a journey. Sort of he probably needs to get out over a journey if he's to work his way through the grades, because he's ideally not fast enough to be progressive as a miler, but really pleased with his win. Sort of that's the first time I've really seen him put a race away. He commanded it from the front and burnt the candle both ends, both early and late. So as a five-year-old, he might be starting to furnish into his own.
Well, you're going to put him to the sword because you're going to back him up on Sunday in a 1,880-metre race. He's going to carry 59 kilos with the claim off.
At this stage he runs. He appears to have pulled up good. Sort of the beauty of this August season that we've had at home, there's been no stress involved for our horses. They've just wandered down out of their stables and sort of been back in their stables half hour after they've raced. So they're pretty much done as well in the feed-in race evening as what they have prior. So it hasn't been hurting them. And it was either the option to back up or go a month between runs. I can't see a reason not to back up. So he'll be tried there. He goes up a kilo and a half from his allotment there from his win on Sunday. But judging his win Sunday there and Jake's report out to the 9 furlongs, he should be pretty competitive again.
When do we expect to see Big Time? Big Time will go around in the final of that distance sprint in over 1,880 on the last Sunday of the month?
Yeah, the last Sunday of the month he'll run there. And then all being well, I would suggest we'll put him away for a little while and bring him back for his summer campaign, sort of to kick off in the Devonport Cup. Interesting to see which way we tackle him, whether he runs second up in the Devonport Cup or whether I take him there first up, his first run back for the preparation, which I'm not against, and then push him through to the other cups, the Launceston and Hobart. So a little bit of water to go under the bridge, but he'll definitely have one more run for the preparation.
All right, mate. Well done. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.